Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop. Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by to share with me today. I hope you're having a fantabulous day today, and I hope all is going really, really well for you. And in this podcast, I wanted to touch on the monkey virus. It's the first thing that is really annoying about all this monkey business is them putting, you know, these pictures of black children, and some of these photos are clearly very old photos, up and, you know, as the face or the bodies of this so-called monkeypox. And you know, it's one, and it brings me back to that whole beginning of COVID-19, when we were basically, they were trying to tell us that black people were most likely to die from COVID, or was most likely to get COVID, and all kind of rubbish. And I see the same thing here again. So I hope, like, people who are paying attention realize that is the same kind of rubbish. But yes, so they have these images of, and I see some people there having, you know, a field day, putting pictures of young children, young black children, beside monkeys, because they get a kick out of it, you know. And, you know, kudos, I hope, you know, I hope they feel good about themselves, you know. I'm not even going to waste my breath on that. So this monkeypox thing, now they told us that it was first discovered in 1958, because there was some pox-like, notice they say pox-like, disease, which they claim occurred in a group of monkeys that they kept for research. Notice, this was not something that was seen in monkeys that were naturally in the wild. This was never seen. But all of a sudden, they have these monkeys that they are using as lab rats, because that's what they were using them for. They have these monkeys that they were researching on. Why they don't leave the animals alone, I don't know. It is beyond me. They're constantly, I mean, hell. But so these are animals that they had been researching on, injecting them, and with, who knows, subjecting them to, you know, all kinds of things. And so there was these cases that were seen. And so at first, when I saw that, I'm thinking, what were they injecting those monkeys with, you know? And they're saying that it wasn't until 1970. So the first cases, they say, they saw it in 1958 with monkeys that they were injecting, that they were research monkeys. And then in 1970, the first case was recorded in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And that really was Central and Western Africa that was infected. But, you know, what we have to begin to understand is that Africa had been for a long time, and still now, is a guinea pig to a lot of these, you know, organization and researchers and people who come from the Western world into the continent. And why would they see the so-called cases? Because they were experimenting. They were experimenting. They brought their chemicals on the people, because they claimed they were trying to eradicate smallpox They gave them smallpox. They gave them smallpox. And so, this is one of the things that we have to really begin to look at. We have been living, for we don't know how long, but all of a sudden, they go to different parts of Africa and wherever, and all of a sudden they start experimenting, they start injecting people, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, some disease that nobody has ever heard of for all the centuries that we supposedly have been here, or thousands of years that nobody has seen, but suddenly they go experimenting. And what do you know? All kind of things crop up. When you expose people to toxic chemicals, the body can react in various kinds of way. But here in so th this whole monkeypox case, so they're telling us that it's rare. It had been around, as they noted, they claim from 1958. But all of a sudden, you have this resurgence that monkeypox, that is supposedly rare, is suddenly spreading across the world. Wow. And here's the thing, the interesting thing. When before the COVID-19 or coronavirus so-called pandemic, in I think it was October 2019. They called Event 201, in which they did a simulation of a pandemic outbreak. That's what was done. A pandemic outbreak was done in 2019, the latter part there of 2019, of a virus called coronavirus. And what do you know? A couple months later, we were told that we were in a pandemic. The World Health Organization declared a pandemic. But guess what? They say lightning never strikes twice at the same place. But it seems like the same thing is we're seeing again, because in March 2021, at the Munich Security Conference, we saw that there was a simulation of a monkey pox outbreak. And this was put on by the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Interesting that the Nuclear Threat Initiative should put on something like this. And this is an organization that is founded by Ted Turner and Sam Nunn. And what they did was they gathered some so-called experts from, hear this, governments from the US, government from China, representatives from the World Health Organization, the UN, researchers from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and major pharmaceutical companies. And they came together as so-called experts, and they did this simulation of, a monkeypox-like outbreak. And basically, they in their simulation, this supposedly would spread across the world, and over a 19-month period or so, and would kill about 271 million people. You see, this is the simulation. This was last year. And then, voila, what do you know? We're seeing they're bringing the same thing. This is the same monkey pox that they told us that was rare. But here's the thing. In order for them to use it, because remember, they told us it was rare and it had been around since 1958. Now, people are going to be asking, but how come all of a sudden It has just, you know, we're just having this virus as, you know, they're telling us that this virus is spreading, and it had been around for so long and there was no spreading. So now they're telling us that it's lab enhanced. So it's lab enhanced monkeypox, just as though they came with the lab enhanced coronavirus. And people are not getting it. You're not getting it. Coronavirus, COVID, the COVID-19 they told you was affecting the world doesn't exist. It never did. The monkeypox that they are giving you, telling you that it's some virus. COVID-19 in of itself was just fake, outright fake. This that they're showing you to be COVID, monkeypox. This that they're showing you to be monkeypox, which look like some shingles, you know, chicken pox kind of thing. This is as a result of toxicity. And they'll never tell you this because, of course, you'll begin to see through what it is they're trying to do. And please note that if you check the Pfizer documents, you will see that shingles is listed as one of the side effects or adverse reactions of the vaccine. That's listed there. So if you see people that suddenly start getting this thing on their skin, which they're trying to use Africa as the face of it, I have had chicken pox in my life. I had chicken pox. But I know the chicken pox is not a result of any virus. When you're given certain types of toxic things, oftentimes they give it in the form of medication. And we see, as in the case with 10, which is toxic epidermal necrolysis. They always come with these names, these things tie up your tongue, make it sound like something big. You understand? Which is basically toxicity of the skin. It's caused from reaction to medication. And if you even look at some of the people who they have diagnosed with 10, it looks no different to chicken pox, monkey pox, and all the poxes that they put forward. It's toxicity. There is no virus and there is no outbreak. And this is one of the things that I want people to understand. Recently, I watched a docuseries called Propaganda Exposed. And one of the things, because I want, because we have to begin to like see beyond what is being shown to us. And one of the things that I realize in that docuseries, one of the key purpose of that is to have people who, you know, are supposedly awakening, believe in the virus. No matter what they do, you must continue to believe it. If you don't believe it, they don't have you. They don't. As long as you continue to believe, as long as you continue to believe, they'll give you a next one and another one and another one. And I'm not saying that people don't get sick. I'm not saying that there are things that don't affect us in our environment, food we eat, medication, toxins that we are exposed to, you know, things that are being put in our water, and the list goes on. As long as you continue, we are given virus, and virus becomes the crutch. Virus becomes the answer. Virus becomes the explanation for everything. Then how do we really begin to find the true cause of why people get sick under certain circumstances? How do we truly explore that when, oops, my head is hurting me? Huh, I've got a virus. I'm coughing. Oops, I've got a virus. I'm having diarrhea. Oops, I got a virus. So, because virus becomes the scapegoat, then you don't really look to see what is causing the situation. And I think that's the unfortunate thing. Because as long as people begin to grasp the virus as a scapegoat for everything, then, how do you really see? How do you really see what's really causing the problem? You won't, because you won't be willing to explore, because you feel you already have the answer which they gave you. It's a virus. The reason I'm even making this video is, to talk about this and so on, is I want you to realize that this is not the last. They're not done. They're not done. Once they have run their course with the monkeypox, there'll be something else. You understand? And after that, there'll be something else. Why? Because you continue to believe. It's your belief in the lies that they're counting on. And so it's imperative that even if you're listening to this video and you're not convinced, you're probably thinking, oh, she's talking rubbish. What the heck is she talking? Don't just believe me or not believe me, but just be willing to explore. Ask yourself a question, ask yourself certain questions that you would want to know to find out if something is true or not true. Ask yourself those questions, write them down, and then go about answering those questions, not just from the main source, but always listen to what the alternate voice has to say. So listen to the pros, those who are for it and those who are against it. I listen to both sides. You think I'm not going to listen to some speech that, Bill Gates is talking? I want to hear what he got to say. Or a scientist that is saying something opposite, I want to hear what he has to say. Because if I'm going to challenge that, I need to know why. Why I'm challenging it. Why I believe that what he's saying. Why I don't agree with that. Sometimes you might find that you find it have the answer, sometimes you don't. But at least be willing to challenge what we're being told. I want, you to possibly examine is the fact that there are people who have had certain symptoms are adverse reactions from the vaccines that would look like monkeypox. Another thing is for them to reach even more people, especially those who have not had any COVID-19 vaccines. So basically, they're saying that at this time people shouldn't worry about a vaccine, and but at the same time they're saying that oh, the smallpox vaccine may be used for people who quote unquote have been diagnosed. And it's unfortunate for those who have bought into this, but it's most unfortunate, especially for the children, because we will see situations where a child may have the measles, or a child may have chicken pox, and which usually is dealt with a little bit more mildly. Now they'll be given some sort of a vaccine with God knows what in it, supposedly to cure it. And let's talk about, because let's face it, measles, they're not telling you that the whole issue of measles being challenged as a virus was actually done in the Supreme Court in Germany, where it was proven that no, measles is not a virus, but they don't talk about that, do they? And you can check out Dr. Stefan Lanka as it pertains to that, because he's one of those, he is a trained virologist, and the person who was trained as a virologist is telling you there is no virus. Dr. Sebi, I've been saying this for decades, that viruses don't exist. Now at this time I'm seeing more voices, and I'm so glad, because I remember the time, before this whole COVID drama, and I was trying to get more information, it was difficult to find more information as it pertains to studying virus, because you were getting information to that substantiate the existence of virus, and it wasn't making sense, and then I wasn't seeing anything else. And so now I'm beginning to see, because with this whole COVID drama, more people are willing to challenge openly the information that, they have been exposed to, from medical doctors to scientists to, a number of people who are in these fields also. Because when others outside of the field of medicine speak, then you hear, oh, you don't know this, you don't know that, you don't this, you don't that. But it's good to see people who are also of, in that profession, who are willing to stand up and to say, we have looked at the evidence and no, nothing substantiate this. Nothing substantiate viruses. And when you have people who are in the field of virology who are also saying this, it's just really, really good to see that people are beginning to stand up. And also others who probably weren't willing to challenge it before are now more willing to do that, and are more willing to look, really, really look at the information, examine things, not how they were told, but how it logically makes sense and would work in the natural way of doing things, or doing something to find the truth, not just doing something in a manner that you have been trained to do, to give you a predetermined outcome, instead of doing going through a method or methodology that would provide them a much needed answer, whether you like the answer or not. So there'll be more talks about vaccines, and I'm going to go into that more. There's some people who think that, you know what, it's okay, I can run away from the COVID vaccine, but guess what, I'll take the flu vaccine. I mean, and I'm like, okay, do you even know what's in it though? Do you even know what's in it? Now is the time. There was a time when we trusted blindly, because we were taught to trust blindly. To be honest, that's just the reality. We were taught to trust blindly, doctors, scientists, government, etc. And so whatever they say, we would think that it's for our better. But this is a time when we really cannot do that anymore, regardless of whether it's coming from science, doctors, government, and so on. We can't trust blindly anymore. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to the future generation to not do that. And to not think that because somebody's a doctor or a scientist that they know your body more than you. You know how you feel better than anybody else. You know? So I'm gonna just cut this right here. I'm sure we'll talk more about this topic. Don't forget, be the change you'd like to see in this world. Have a fantabulous day today. Ta-ta. Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop.